I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Someone once said that players in Hollywood act like the Sicilian mob and talk like hippies, but I still don't understand what this means. That's what Paramount Pictures is saying this week. Apparently, no in Klingon.
And as always in Klingon, speak with authority and get right to the matter.
Authority over the fictional Star Trek language of Klingon is what Paramount is claiming. This past week, Klingon became the center of a legal dispute between Paramount, which owns the rights to Star Trek, and Axanar Productions, a company seeking to make a Klingon-inspired film. Paramount claims their copyright of Star Trek includes the language. Enter First Amendment lawyer Mark Randazza.
The only time I've ever been to a Star Trek convention was in 1988, and I was walking through Copley Square in Boston, tripping on acid, and I noticed there were all these people around with that looked like they were from Star Trek, and I figured I was the only one that could see it. And then I bumped straight into Scotty.
And he probably said to Scotty, beam me up, and fast. Anyway, Randazza filed an amicus brief on behalf of the Language Creation Society. The brief went viral. Klingon is a language, he claimed in the brief, and languages cannot be copyrighted. To drive the point home, he even wrote bits of the brief in Klingon, but not too well.
As soon as people started criticizing my Klingon grammar and what a real Klingon would say at a time like this and a time like that, you know, if there's a dispute over how to say intellectual property law in Klingon, then it's a living language.
Randazza thinks this concept of a living language is key to proving why Paramount cannot copyright Klingon. And by the way, Klingon is not the only language invented for Hollywood that's been copyrighted.
Ador finan kal navesoe je kalisi.
That's Dothraki, the Game of Thrones language. HBO claims to have copyrighted Dothraki, but can they really?
That's the real question here, right? Can you copyright Dothraki? You can copyright the Dothraki lines in Game of Thrones, but the moment that two people sit down and have a conversation in Dothraki, and that's the way that they communicate, I think you have lost that control.
Klingon may have spiraled far out of the reaches of Paramount's control since it was invented in 1984. Today, there are Klingon language courses, a Klingon language institute, a Klingon dictionary. Shakespearean plays have been translated and performed in Klingon. And this is part of what Randazza thinks is at stake with this lawsuit, the ability to continue to create original work in Klingon. One thing Klingon is not good for, however, is ending a conversation, at least not politely.
There is no thank you. All you would do is when you're finished, you would just hang up. And that would be my sign that you have no more use for me.
Politeness aside, the Klingon case is still pending, and a decision is expected within the month.